earth, sky.
I want people to recognize that the storms of California are as big as hurricanes in the amount of rain that they drop, even if they don't have as strong winds. And it is that rain and flooding that has the potential for extreme damage, and that no flood control system can or should be built to withstand every possible storm. So it is something that's going to happen in the future.
You're listening to seismologist Lucy Jones of the U.S. Geological Survey, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Jones was lead author of a report released in early 2011. It simulated a giant winter megastorm striking California. Jones said that, based on California's history of storms in the past, another megastorm is actually inevitable. Such a storm might drop as much as 10 feet of rain over the course of a single month. The simulated storm is called Arc Storm, and Dr. Jones spoke more about it with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Jones, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what is the Arc Storm, and why are scientists concerned about a future winter megastorm in California?
Well, the Arc Storm is a synthetic storm that we created to try and understand what the largest storms in California will be like. This is based on a phenomenon called atmospheric rivers that have been better understood by meteorologists in the last 15 years or so. And we can see that these type of storms in California are comparable to hurricanes in the amount of rain that they can produce, and as such are potentially very devastating. So working with emergency manager partners, we made the synthetic version of a storm similar to what happened in 1861-62, and then looked at what it would do to the infrastructure of modern California.
The USGS just released a report that you are the lead author on. Tell us, what are the main findings of that report? What are the main consequences of this arc storm? And I guess people listening may want to know, what can people really do about it?
Okay, well, the arc storm, as we modeled, probably happens about once every 100 or 200 years. And the last time was in 1861-62. It will lead to extremely high levels of rainfall. In our model that we put together, we ended up with a maximum of 10 feet of rain over 1 month. That's not snow, that's rain. So it's an extremely wet storms, and those storms lead to the highest level of damage. I mean, the rain leads to the highest level of damage. There are also high winds, but they tend to be in the desert areas of California and don't lead to as much damage. We also see coastal erosion that goes along with it, and landsliding. There will be probably thousands of major landslides across California in an event like this. But it's the flooding that really gets us. And with this model, we ended up flooding one quarter of the houses in California. So the economic impact is potentially devastating. When we worked it out, just like we had done for an earthquake scenario, tried to estimate what the damage would be, the earthquake that happens once every 100 years costs $200 billion, but the storm ended up costing $1 trillion, so five times as much as the earthquake.
Besides being afraid, what can people do?
Okay, yes, this is not about being afraid, because, in fact, we have good emergency management. The big issue here is to recognize that floods, in fact, are a risk to California. And when your community comes and talks to you about what we should be doing about our flood control dams or other flood management systems or our levees, people need to be taking it seriously, because the real solution to this is often, as a community, how do we work together to protect our community against this coming through? And all disasters tend to follow what's called a power law distribution, meaning that the small ones are very common, and the moderate runs are pretty rare, and the really, really catastrophic ones are very, very rare. And with earthquakes, we have magnitude threes every week. You feel an earthquake that does a bit of damage every year or two in California, but the really big ones only come once a century. The same thing's actually true with the big storms. And the problem is that our flood control system has worked so well that we no longer feel the impact of the small or moderate events. You know, 50 years ago, people experienced major flooding across California pretty frequently. Now we're doing well enough that many of the people in Southern California, for instance, haven't really experienced a major flood. But those flood control systems can only function up to some level. You never build a system that withstands absolutely every possible storm. It doesn't make sense. And so that the fact that there's going to be storms that will exceed the capacity of the flood control, and we really will have floods again, is really the message of the arc storm scenario, that just because we've taken care of the moderate events doesn't mean we've made the really big catastrophic ones disappear.
And also, I guess maybe to just put people at ease listening, I mean, so something like this simulated storm, this arc storm, a mega storm, it may not happen for tens, 100 years from now, right?
Well, that's correct. One of the things we did to estimate it was to use the geologic record. And we can see sediment deposits offshore from some of the big rivers in California. And as we analyze those records, we've done one off of Ventura County and one up in the Bay Area, we're able to see that, in fact, there have been some very, very large storms that led to huge loads of sediment coming out of the rivers, and it happened 6 times in the previous 1,800 years. And actually, the storm of 1861-62 doesn't show up in that record, so that one was smaller than these very big events. This tells us they're very rare, but they are recurring. And the expectation is that the future will be like the past, and in a time of global change, storms are going to be at least as frequent as the past, and the potential that they'll actually increase in frequency as we put more energy into the atmosphere.
What's the most important thing you want people today to know about future megastorms and arc storm?
I want people to recognize that the storms of California are as big as hurricanes in the amount of rain that they drop, even if they don't have as strong winds. And it is that rain and flooding that has the potential for extreme damage, and that no flood control system can or should be built to withstand every possible storm. So it is something that's going to happen in the future.
You've been listening to seismologist Lucy Jones, chief scientist for the Multi-Hazards Demonstration Project with the U.S. Geological Survey. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Beth Lubwall. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.